The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Move over, Shark Week, because right now there's a bigger week that needs your focus. It's National Fix-A-Leak Week, where the Environmental Protection Agency urges everyone to check for leaks in their home or workplace. Household leaks can waste up to 1 trillion gallons of water per year nationwide, with the average household coming in at around 10,000 gallons. The common culprits include showerheads, faucets, and toilets. The EPA has a list of easy fixes at epa.gov/watersense. The Virginia Department of Forestry is launching a program to help reduce the spread of the calorie pear tree, more commonly known as the Bradford pear tree. The Calorie Pear Exchange Program will promote the removal of the invasive tree that is threatening ecosystems throughout the East Coast, according to the DOF's website. The DOF will provide an arborist to remove the tree and treat the stump to prevent regrowth. Participants can pick up their new trees at the DOF headquarters in Charlottesville on April 20th from 9 to 11 a.m. The Hart Motor Company's GMC showroom in Salem, Virginia, has been around for more than 50 years. In fact, it's one of the last Googie-style car dealerships in the Commonwealth, according to Cardinal News. Now, the showroom has been added to the Virginia Landmarks Register for its architecture. Its unique shape hasn't changed much over the years, with its original terrazzo flooring and exposed, visible steel columns. Four generations of the Hart family have operated the dealership. On Monday, Henrico Police Chief Eric English announced the department would no longer respond to certain service calls. Those include complaints about animals or abandoned vehicles, as well as panhandlers or residential marijuana use. Here's Chief English in a video posted to the department's YouTube page.
In the past, our patrol officers have routinely been put in positions or responded to calls for service where they have no legal authority. At times, this has prevented our officers from responding to other priority calls in a timely and efficient manner.
Service calls to the department will be handled on a case-by-case basis, including for medical emergencies. More information about the new initiative can be found on their website at henrico.us/police. A federal judge has ordered former Centauri executives to testify again in relation to a fraud investigation. Laura Fillion from our partner station, WHRO, has more.
The Department of Justice is investigating whether Optima Health and its parent company, Centera, lied to federal regulators and pocketed $665 million in premiums. In recently unsealed court documents, a federal judge ordered former Optima CEO Michael Dudley and former Optima actuary James Juirat to answer more questions about the company's rate reporting in 2018 and 2019. In places like Charlottesville, Optima, now called Centera Health Plans, charged exorbitant prices for coverage.
That was Laura Fillion from partner station WHRO. Over the last 65 years, Highland County has come to depend on its annual Maple Festival. VPM News' Henry Brannon has more on its role within Virginia's least populous county.
The Rexford family has been making maple syrup with the same trees on the same land for five generations, and they've learned a thing or two in that time.
I think I probably eat most of mine on vanilla ice cream, but make pecan pies. It's good in baked beans. It's real good in oatmeal. Just put a little bit in there with some blueberries or something. It's really good.
That's George Taylor speaking to visitors at Rexroad Sugar Orchard. He married into the family about 40 years ago and says that while the farm doesn't depend on the income from the festival, it does help keep traditions alive. According to Chris Swecker, the executive director of the Highland County Chamber of Commerce, that's part of the point.
It is very circular. I mean, people are volunteering to work and it comes back and helps them get through the entire year.
For VPM News and WMRA, I'm Henry Brannon.
Henry's work is in partnership with Report for America. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.